From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today we're going to talk no drama plus no names equals Masters rating slide. In case you missed it on Sunday, Japan's Hideki Matsuyama captured this year's Masters Golf Tournament by one shot. And according to a news source I saw today, there were a surprisingly large number of people who didn't watch the Masters over this weekend. The first major golf tournament of 2021 pulled in a respectable 5.5 TV rating on Sunday and an estimated 9.5 million viewers. Now, that marks the lowest number of final round television viewers, though, since the 1993 Masters won by Germany's talented but stoic golf legend Bernard Langer.
Sell.
The TV ratings were down, but it wasn't due to the immaculate condition of America's most beautiful golf course. Augusta National Country Club looked like an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 on TV this weekend. The azaleas were in bloom, and even your colorblind scribe here could tell how much it brightened the views on so many of the televised holes. Golf fans around the world had a chance to see this lovely layout tucked in the rolling hills of northeastern Georgia at its incredibly well-manicured peak last weekend. So it wasn't the golf course or the weather which didn't fetch the number of television viewers you expected for this year's Masters Golf Tournament. So what did happen? It's simple. Sunday's winner was Hideki Matsuyama, who had just 5 PGA wins coming into this first major championship win of his. Next were Will Zalatoris. Who dat? He was in second. Xander Schauffele and Jordan Spieth were in a tie for third, followed by John Rahm, Mark Leishman, and Justin Rose, and Corey Connors. I think you get the picture. Though most viewers are familiar with Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose, the other names at the top of this weekend's golf tournament leaderboard were not as well known to casual golf fans. And it didn't help matters that Matsuyama had a 4-shot lead to start the day, and despite making a few key mistakes down the stretch, none of these other golfers really gave chase. Though a vintage 1986 Jack Nicklaus type of final round rally never materialized on Sunday, the door was left open for one of those challengers to make it a close finish. It simply didn't happen. It was like watching a racehorse jump far ahead of the field right out of the gate at the Kentucky Derby and then never seeing another horse give serious chase to catch him. Yes, it made for exceptionally boring television unless you were rooting for the leader. Swing for the fences golfer Bryson DeChambeau faltered on Sunday and he finished way back at plus 5. Phil Mickelson, who's now 50, and Justin Thomas both finished at even par, a whopping 10 shots back. The 2020 Masters champion, Dustin Johnson, he didn't even make the cut to play over the weekend. Tiger Woods never teed it up either as he continues to rehab from what could have been a fatal car wreck near Los Angeles a few weeks ago. Tiger's lucky just to be alive right now, and his return to golf is unknown but well down the road. So with leader Hideki Matsuyama sporting a whopping 4-shot lead starting round 4 at the Masters on Sunday, a few of the pursuers did mount a brief challenge. Just like watching Olympic skiers, though, heading quickly downhill, sporting too much momentum, each of Matsuyama's challengers would crash at some point along the way and hand Japan's new golf hero his first major championship by a single shot. The 29-year-old Hideki Matsuyama is no fluke. He's finished in the top 6 in each of golf's 4 major championships, and he certainly earned the win and the green jacket on Sunday. But let's go back and summarize that 7-player of mostly non-major winners who all faltered on Sunday. Number 1, Corey Connors of Canada. He went briefly to 7 under par after the 4th hole and got within 4 shots of Matsuyama. Alas, Connors would wipe out by bogeying the 5th and 6th hole, adding a double bogey on number 7 and one more bogey just for fun on the number 8 hole to drop to 2 under par for the tournament. He'd finished a 72-hole event at minus 4, tied for 8th. Second, Justin Rose of Great Britain. He's the 2013 U.S. Open champion. He's finished in 2nd at the Masters not once, but twice. Translated, he was due. In Thursday's first round, Justin Rose blitzed the field with a nifty 65 and grabbed a whopping 4-shot lead. He remained at minus 7 after Friday and Saturday's rounds. On Sunday, though, Justin Rose backed up with a 2-over par total on the opening nine. Rose was never in the mix on Sunday and finished the day at minus 5 in a disappointing solo 7th place. At number 3 on our list is Mark Leishman of Australia. He started the day tied for 2nd at minus 7. And like Justin Rose, he also dropped 2 shots on Sunday's front 9, and he would finish at minus 6, tied for 5th place. 4th on the list was Jon Rahm of Spain. He was 11 shots out of the lead on Sunday as the day began. He shot a sizzling 6 under par 66 on Sunday, improving himself 16 positions, finished at minus 6 in a tie for 5th. Rahm's time for a green jacket may be coming someday soon. 5th on our list was Justin Spieth of the U.S., and he began the day trailing Hideki Matsuyama by 6 shots. He faltered on the front 9 going 1-over par, but then put on a brief, very nice rally on the back 9 to finish this year's Masters at 7-under par, tied for 3rd. After playing for several consecutive weeks and winning last week at the Valero Championship in San Antonio, Spieth looked out of gas by the end of the day on Sunday. Number 6 was Xander Schauffele of the U.S., and he was in a large group at minus 7. He was 4 shots behind leader Matsuyama beginning the day on Sunday. Though just 27 years old, Schauffele has already had 2nd-place finishes at Augusta in 2019 and top 10 performances in each of the 4 major tournaments. Paired with the leader on Sunday, Schauffele was a pedestrian 1-over par through his first 11 holes. Looked like he was out of it. And then, from out of nowhere, he birdied number 12, then 13, 14, and 15 to get to 10-under par. He'd closed within 2 shots of Hideki Matsuyama with just 3 holes to go.
Bye, bye, bye!
Finally, a horse race to the finish. Well, for about 2 minutes, that is. On the par 3 16th hole, Schauffele went first and then dumped his tee shot into the lake. He would take a triple bogey 6 on that hole, eliminating himself from the championship. When asked about that tee shot on number 16 later, he said, "I was coming in hot. I hit an 8-iron and I flushed it. Unfortunately, it failed to reach the green and it flushed itself into the lake alongside of the green." Xander Schauffele would finish in a tie for 3rd with Jordan Spieth at minus 7. I'm sure he's going to wonder for years whether he should have played a safer 7-iron into that 16th hole and kept the pressure on Matsuyama. And finally in our list of contenders, it's Will Zalatoris of the U.S. This tall, 6'2", lanky, and quite accomplished junior golfer left Wake Forest University after his junior year and then hit the mini tours of professional golf. Slowly but surely, Will Zalatoris earned his way up to the big league and has been playing very consistently on the PGA this past season. Playing in his very first Masters, Zalatoris got the locals excited with a birdie on number 2, and he closed within just 2 shots of Hideki Matsuyama at that point. He would do the same thing again with a birdie on the 17th hole as well. Unfortunately, he fell 1 shot short with his minus 9 finish. His 2nd place finish, though, was the best for a Masters rookie since Dan Pohl did the same thing back in 1982, 39 years ago. Will Zalatoris seems to be a very likable young man with a very solid golf game. He's capable of becoming a force on the golf tour for years to come. Though the Sunday afternoon conclusion of the Masters was a bit of a snoozer, Hideki Matsuyama never lost his lead and was a very deserving first-time green jacket winner. Unfortunately, not that many people saw it. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's time to end this show. Hideki won it fair and square. Hi-ho, let's go. I'm Swamp Swami.
Home from work we go.